So what were the key findings from your research?
So we looked at the salt contents of children's meals. And whilst we know that fast foods aren't the healthiest options out there, we're actually really surprised by just how much salt some of these meals contained. So the highest salt meal for a child contains more than an entire day's worth of salt, which is staggering, in just one single meal. And in fact, it contained 8 times more salt than the lowest salt meal that we found looking at these 4 restaurants. So what this really tells us is that, you know, children are exposed to too much salt. There's too much salt already in our diet, and we really need to do something to bring these salt levels down.
The report makes comparisons between Australia and other countries in the Western world. What do you believe has caused Australian kids' meals to contain a higher salt content than, say, the UK?
So we looked at the salt contents compared to the UK, and we were able to see that our meals here generally, overall, contain far too much salt, and they contain far more salt than the similar meals in the UK. And actually what this tells us is that the retailers, the restaurants, can make these foods with much less salt. And there's no reason why they can't do the same here in Australia.
So you acknowledge that there needs to be an improved regulation, but how could this be implemented?
So what we really want to see is the government setting targets for salt levels in all foods. So the government's already consulting for salt targets for processed foods, because we know most of the salt that we eat comes from the foods that we buy. And also a lot of our salt intake comes from the foods that we eat outside of the home, so from restaurants, from fast food outlets as well. And so we also want to see regulations for the amount of salt that these meals contain. We've seen that this works in other countries, like in the UK, and in some countries, like in the US, they actually have salt warning labels for out-of-home retailers. So it actually warns people that this meal contains high levels of salt. At the moment, because we don't see the amount of salt in our food, we actually don't know how much salt we're eating.
So there are broader repercussions of this research on awareness of childhood obesity and pediatric nutrition. What is your advice for consumers who are regularly purchasing these high salt content meals for their kids?
So generally, overall, we know that fast foods aren't healthy. So, you know, we want to limit these options as much as possible. And if you do find yourself in one of these restaurants, there are some healthier or better choices that you can make. So, for example, if there is the option to choose a vegetable or a fruit over the fries, then we'd obviously encourage people to do that, and to choose smaller portion sizes as well. And generally, overall, you know, just try and minimise the amount of times that you would actually visit one of these restaurants.
Now that this research has been revealed to the public, what was the general response from the major fast food chains that were analysed in the report?
So we've had no response from any of the fast food outlets to ourselves directly.
Wow.
I am sure that they are aware that most of the meals that they are serving contain high levels of salt, and in some instances, you know, they will be trying to provide healthier options as the default option. So in the retailers where fruits and vegetables were available. But we really want this to be done, you know, overall. We really want them to reduce the amount of salt that they're adding to these foods in the first place. If we can already demonstrate that this has been done in countries like the UK, we know it's possible here in Australia as well. And we'd like those companies to take the initiative and actually start doing it already in the absence of any government regulation. Because we want to make sure that, you know, for children in the first place, that they don't develop a taste for salt in the first instance. It's actually a learned taste preference. So we're not born liking salt. So if we can prevent children from eating too much salt, you know, obviously at that young age, that taste preference will track through to adulthood. And it, you know, will reduce the risk of them developing high blood pressure, because salt puts up our blood pressure, and that puts us at increased risk of heart attacks, heart disease, strokes, and kidney disease. So, you know, we want to make sure that everybody has the best chance as possible. And kids are an obvious opportunity to do that.
Well, Claire, thank you so much for joining us this morning and shedding a bit of light on this report.
Thank you.